I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In just 10 minutes a day, Daily J immerses you in the stories that shape Detroit. Text WWJ to 20357 for a link to listen to the Daily J. That's WWJ to 20357. Message and data rates may apply.
Developing this afternoon, the National Guard is now assisting the DNR and multiple counties to secure the area around an apparently growing wildfire in northern Michigan near Grayling. We've been following it all this afternoon. Joining us live now once again is Lance Howard. He is on the scene. He joins us live again with the latest. And Lance, what are you seeing that's new since the last time you've joined us?
Well, I see that the area of evacuation has now expanded. It is now between I-75. You cannot go east of I-75 on 4 Mile Road or M-72. The original boundaries were between Barker Lake Road, which is east of 75. We have seen an increasing number of National Guard troops, National Guard vehicles assisting all of the local, state, and county officials trying to contain this fire, and I've seen at least four or more aerial water planes running between Lake Marguerite, which is near the Camp Grayling area, over to the fire area. I'm at a little travel plaza near 4 Mile Road and I-75, and I talked to one of the property owners in that area. They were coming up from downstate to stop by their cottage. Unfortunately, it's within the area of the fire in the closure, and they told me that they heard from the Crawford County Emergency Manager telling them that the fire is now in excess of 100 acres and still working to contain it.
Lance, you mentioned the last time we spoke that you saw a lot of white smoke. You also saw some black smoke. Just looking on the horizon right now, what are you seeing?
Well, right now it's back to white smoke only. Now, speaking to the property owner that lives in the area, she had mentioned that there was a house fire burning near the Staley Lake Road subdivision. I don't know if that's exactly what it's called, but it's a subdivision in that area. And there was speculation amongst her and other property owners that that itself may have started this possible fire. And that's probably why we saw the black smoke when I first arrived in the area back during the early 3 o'clock hour.
I'm interested as well, Lance, the evacuation zone now expanding. People are on the move quickly in the Grayling area. Once again, this is Lance Howard joining us on the scene of a large wildfire in the Grayling area. These people who are being evacuated, where exactly are they going? Are they kind of in a holding pattern right now?
Well, honestly, probably in all directions. But again, this little travel plaza here at 4 Mile Road and I-75, there are numerous people with their campers and other vehicles, and they brought lawn chairs and coolers, and they're all sitting here because they cannot access or they were forced to leave their property within the zone between I-75 and Staley Lake Road and to the north side, M-72, on the south side, 4 Mile Road. Now, I can again mention the fact that there are several plants in that area, wood processing plants, and crews are trying their best to keep the fire away from the wood processing plants, and I was told a chemical plant that produces resins for the wood processing plants. They're doing their best to keep the fire away from those locations.
Lance, I'm also wondering about the current conditions where you are in the Grayling area near this large wildfire. Is it windy right now? Can you smell smoke? Is it starting to become hazy in that area? What are those conditions like right now?
It is more than hazy. The smoke is blowing just southwest of south of Grayling. The winds are kind of prevailing from the northeast to the southwest, and I would say there are 5 to 10 mile an hour at least winds in the area. And a DNR officer told me they're concerned about the winds swirling because they're really not sure what direction this fire is going to travel. But again, protecting those plants and mainly stopping it from getting south of 4 Mile Road. That was the last concern that I heard from the DNR.
Lance, also interested, I know you mentioned just a moment ago about the response to the fire. That is another thing, like the evacuation zone, that sounds like it's quickly growing. Obviously, local fire departments, the DNR, you've mentioned some water dumping happening on that fire. What are you seeing right now in terms of that response, and is it growing by the minute?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It started out, I saw that there was fire department from Grayling, Beaver Creek, the DNR, were on scene. Now I've seen multiple township fire departments coming down I-75 and using 4 Mile Road to make their way east over to where the fire is. And speaking to the DNR officers, multiple counties are now involved in this as well, trying to contain that wildfire.
Lance, my final question for now, and once again, thank you so much for a few moments of your time this afternoon. Once again, Lance Howard on the scene of an apparently growing wildfire in northern Michigan in the Grayling area, is if you could once again tell our listeners who are listening on the Odyssey app right now and in all portions of the state who might have loved ones in the area as well, what is the current status of the fire? You know, if you have any more information about where it's headed, and kind of recapping what you know right now as of this moment on the scene.
Well, right now, I cannot tell if the fire is spreading per se, because they're really have expanded the evacuation zone, if you could call it that. Right now, you cannot go east of I-75 between 4 Mile Road to the south and M-72 to the north, and you're going to find the traffic all the way over through Staley Lake Road. Everyone in that area has been evacuated from what it appears.
Lance, once again, thank you so much for a couple minutes of your time this afternoon. Lance Howard is on the scene right now of a growing wildfire in the Grayling area in northern Michigan. Lance, please stay safe, and we'll check in again. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's Lance Howard once again joining us from the scene of a growing wildfire that's in the Grayling area. We're learning about multiple businesses and large factories, a couple of wood manufacturing facilities, also a chemical factory being evacuated, multiple homes being evacuated. We're also looking at road closures in that Grayling area. And once again, stay with WWJ for the latest on this developing story. Once again, that wildfire continuing to grow in the Grayling area.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.